I was sitting there this morning, Tanisha, thank you for those songs that you were singing this morning. It did something for my heart. It brought a burst of joy came forth, you know, in some of the songs that you were singing. Deliverance is in the house. I think throughout the message, different ones are going to feel different levels of deliverance. God's going to speak different things to you. I'm just the messenger that's going to bring what I'm hearing, but the message I'm bringing is going to shake and rattle some of your thoughts. I think Pastor Mike must have preached to me a little bit on the way home last Sunday. It was so great to hear the words that were coming from his mouth. The sermon had stirred something in him, and he was stirred, and he was preaching the rest. I said, glory to God, let me get my recorder. It was just awesome, and I believe that's what the Lord is going to do for each one of us in this house. I will speak something, but he's going to rattle something inside of you that's going to shake some words loose. It's going to give you some answers as to some of the things that you've been pressing in on. And one of the things when I was sitting there, all I kept saying to the Lord, seeking you to find. He said, yeah, I want you to stand on that. I want you to stand on Matthew 7:7. Seven. He's going to get ready to complete some things. Seven. He's getting ready to complete some things. Matthew 7:7. And he says, ask and it shall, not might, not maybe, but it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be open unto you. And I believe this week, as we keep on seeking and we asking, I believe the divine answers and revelation will come this week. Last week, we talked about David, and we talked about that number 6 and how David had to take 6 steps and stop with the Ark of the Covenant. On the 7th step, he would begin to worship and praise. I believe by this time next week, some of us are going to have a worship and praise in our heart for the things that we're going to walk out in the next 6 days. Come on, somebody. Some things we're going to walk out and watch God perform miracles. Blessings. Blessings are being released this morning. Blessings. You're already being set up and you don't even know what's happening. Some things are happening behind the scene that you have no idea that God has already strategically placed some things in your way. All you have to do is walk through the door. It's already set up. Pastor Mike and I, the Lord has really been doing some phenomenal things in our lives, and I love to travel. My husband's so kind and let me travel. He goes with me. But he likes to travel as well. And we have a vacation plan, a vacation share that we recently invested in. And when we made the investment, we chose a certain plan because that's what's within our budget. We don't travel outside of our budget. We don't make the loans to make the travel. Is somebody with me? Vacation should be a blessing, not a curse. Shouldn't have bondage after vacation. And so when we went back for the training part of the vacation that we had, and when we went back for the training, we just purchased this over a month ago, and here's less than a month, we go back for the training, and some things have drastically changed within their system within that time frame. And they went, the guys who were trying to tell us about the upgrades and some offers that were there, they went back to get the paperwork to see what they kind of deal they can work out for us and offer it to us. And both of the men came back scratching their head at the deal that had been put in the computer for us. They said, well, how did you even get the offer for this timeshare, for this vacation share? Where did you even begin? And we looked at each other, and we just, but it must be favor of the Lord. Basically, the Lord walked and ordered our step. And the price that was offered was much lower than either one of those guys had entered their own vacation share. And half off, yes, it was half off. I was trying to be modest. Half off. It's half off, and it was, and the guys themselves who worked these plans were scratching their head, like, who are you to get this deal? Don't you know I'm his favorite? This is what God is doing for you. It's already being worked out. Contracts are already being worked out in your favor. All you have to do is show up. And it will even make those who are getting ready to do the deal with you wonder, how did you get such a deal? To me, that was just God saying, I just want to show you something. I'm just demonstrating what I'm doing for the body. Because I am El Shaddai. I am God Almighty. I am the one who's moving in your behalf and your midst. It's more than about a vacation share. It's about what he's doing. And when you show up, he shows out. Just strategically be in position and be in that place. Whether you think you can or cannot do it, just show up. And God said, I'll do. I've already done it, and I'm going to show you what I've already done. All you have to do is walk through the door. Are you excited this morning? El Shaddai. When you start singing the names of God, I just thought Bob was going to rapture up out of here. I said, but I got to stay and preach the sermon. If not, you'll preach Holy Ghost. Glory to God. But just the essence of knowing who we serve, who we belong to, his desires for us are greater than even our desires. We have thoughts, we have plans, but how many know that God's thoughts and plans much further exceeds yours? It's much greater. He's a greater God. Greater, greater, greater. He's almighty. When we left here last Sunday and we talked about redeeming the covenant step by step, you can feel the wind of God on that message. You can feel the ruach of God. God setting some things in motion and setting some things in place and just breathing upon his people. And he was talking to me about inheritance. He said, but before I get to inheritance, I thought I was going to preach about the inheritance part today. He said, but I got a little bit more to say about that process. You know, the word we don't like. Process. Y'all thought I was beatboxing, huh? That's how you feel sometimes when you go through the process, like you're making some unusual noise, right? Process it. Sometimes the process is painful. Oh, but the glory and the pain. Redeeming the covenant, part two. It's a process. God has spoken promises over each and every one of us before you are even in your mother's womb. He already had a plan, a purpose, and a destiny. Before you say, wah! Before Cole out hit you, he was already shaping each one of us in our mother's womb. I so often tell that story because it just rattles my mind when I was thinking about being high-risk pregnancy. I had all these ultrasounds I had to take. That's what we call them, sonogram, whatever it is. And watching the girls develop from one development to the next in my womb was so amazing. And one little feet was just moving and moving. I said, we have a dancer in there. Or soccer ball player, something moving in there. Feet would just move, 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 move. In the darkness of my womb, movement was taking place. In the darkness of my womb, hand motion was taking place for praise. In the darkness of my womb, knew how to respond to Father. Daddy go to talk and they get to acting up and cutting. Wait, hold up, baby, that's my belly. He talk more, they get to cut no more, doing cartwheels inside. In the womb, some of us feel like we're in that dark place, in a womb place, in that creating place. Don't despise the areas of darkness where you are being created right now. This time, this season, allow God to create you in that place that you don't understand, the place that you don't see, But keep on responding to Father's voice. Keep on moving when God says move. Keep on rejoicing every time you hear his voice, because he's creating you in this dark place, because there's a birthing time coming forth in this place. It's a process. And God has not forgotten about us in the dark place. God has not forgotten about us in those places where we're being made and we're being remade and we're developing and we're forming. He's just speaking his word to us in that place. And all we have to do, we could be just like that little child and just respond in that dark place. It's a process. I want to speak to that because that's nowhere in my notes. So, Father, I thank you for those who are in this place. Holy Spirit, let a tsunami come over them right now of your love. Surround them with your love, knowing that this is the place that you're making them and you're birthing them and carrying them into greatness. In Jesus' name, amen. If you turn with me, I'm going to go to John chapter 15, verse 1, and you stand for the reading of the Word of God. I got so excited with writing my notes, I didn't write the chapter, so I'm assuming it's John. Okay. It says, Jesus is the true vine. These are the words of our Messiah. I am the true grapevine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch of mine that doesn't produce fruit, and he prunes the branches that do not bear fruit so they will produce even more. You have already been pruned and purified by the message I have given you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. For a branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed from the vine, and you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me. Yes, I am the vine. You are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me is thrown away like a useless branch and withers. Such branches are gathered into a pile to be burned. But if you remain in me, and my words remain in you, you may ask for anything you want, and it will be granted. When you produce much fruit, you are my true disciple. This brings great glory to my Father. You may be seated. We are to produce much fruit. It's the Lord's desire for us to prosper and for us to multiply. And I'm not talking about just monetary blessings or things, because you can have all that and be miserable. It's his desire for us to be fruitful in relationships, fruitful in family, fruitful legacy. It's a desire for everything we touch, if it was dead, it comes alive. We are the answer to somebody's prayer. We are the answer to some problem. We are called as a body of Christ. When we come in, things change. When we open our mouth, it sets the atmosphere in a different way. Because we are called to be fruitful. And there are times that we go through things, it just seems like there's not much fruit. Think is in the winter time. Is it right in the winter when you start pruning your trees? Or is it early spring? Early spring. Early spring, you go in and you begin to cut the branches and you cut it back and it looks bald and bare because all the leaves have fallen off and it looks a little funny, right? But you cut that thing back and when things become back and blossom, it fully grows, it fully blooms, it's bigger and stronger, it's beautiful. And the Lord said, this is what I am doing for my body. For those who remain in me, there comes a season where there's some pruning that comes forth and some cutting back that comes forth. Not out of ill intentions, not out of I'm out to get you. Sometimes we ought to say, Lord, thank you, God, some of those things were pruned for me. Right now I could prune about 10 pounds. Right? There's some things that we need taken away from us. It's needful. Some things are needful to be taken away. Some doors are needed to be closed. Some opportunities need to go a different direction. Sometimes, and I'm speaking this prophetically, sometimes this door been closed that we thought would be here, but the Lord is actually allowing that door closed because something else bigger getting ready to open up. He's so good. Don't spend time crying at this wall over that thing. Oh, Lord, please let it open. Please let it open. He said, if you only knew like I knew, you wouldn't spend time crying there. You'd be over there developing, waiting for that other opportunity. I speak to that. Whatever the Lord is speaking to you in that time of waiting, in that waiting period, write down what he's saying. Prepare for that open door. That open door is going to open suddenly, and you'll be prepared to walk through it. Don't spend time doing nothing because it looks like nothing's happening. But being connected to the true vine, we can't help but be productive. It's when we disconnect from God that we're unproductive. It's when we disconnect from God, our emotions are withdrawn, are overdrawn, our marriages fail, relationships fail. You can be in the middle of havoc in some of your relationships. But if you are so remaining and abiding in God, God is a God of restoration. He's a God of answers. He's a God that will show you how to overcome and restore and replenish that relationship that seemed to be withering. Just because he's that kind of God. Everything that God, Jesus touched, it had to live. If he touched a casket, and there's reference of it in the scripture, the dead will come alive. And he said, if I abide in you, you do the same. Don't be upset when things look. Well, you ever heard about people with green thumb? They have a green thumb. That means that they're able to have anything that looked like it's dying, they're able to take care of it and it come back to life. That plant might look like it's gone and you're ready to throw it down. They say, oh, baby, just give it to me for about a week or two. You give it to that person, you give that plant to that person, they take that person, and it's something by the wisdom, and they learn, they take care of it. You come back the next week or two, you're like, oh, I thought I was ready to throw that thing out, but look how beautiful it's blooming. Because they are anointed for that. You are anointed to take care of things that causes a resurrection. Speak to your children. Speak to their destiny. Speak to the job. Speak to the promotion. Follow the wisdom of the Lord. And it has to be fruitful and multiply. As I was thinking about that abiding place and the Lord just causing us to be in that place where we remain in him. And when you remain in him, you're rooted in him. And it doesn't matter what storms come, what storms go. You know that everything is already all right. Because you're in that place, you see from God's perspective. When you are in that abiding place, you see El Shaddai for who he is. You see Jehovah Rapha for who he is. You see Jehovah Nisi for who he is. Because you are abiding so much in him and not so much on what you see or don't see. This is David. David went through those situations and those circumstances and things that he did not fully understand. But one thing he said, whatever you do, don't ever take your presence from me, because I know if I'm in your presence, great things are going to happen. It's in your presence. So when we're looking at situations, we draw closer to God, not further away. I'm reminded about a man in the Bible that I greatly admire. And apparently God admired him because he's known as a friend of God. Are you a friend of God? Ooh, that tells me a lot. When you're a friend of God, you're walking with him. When you're a friend of God, you're talking to him. When you're a friend of God, you're sticking close together. A friend of God. That was before Israel Houghton wrote the song. We can sing it now. We have words to it. I am a friend of God. Abraham didn't have the song. He had the walk. The friend of God. And God spoke to Abraham in Genesis chapter 12. He spoke to him. He gave him first promises. Promised him how he would be blessed. Blessed beyond measure. And his descendants would be blessed. Gave them this great promise. And Abraham, no matter what he saw or did not see, he abided in the Lord. And he started seeing first fruits, just little fruits of here and there. The Lord blessed him with land. And then the Lord blessed him with whatever he would take. It'd have to multiply. It would increase. Somebody else would take it. It wouldn't do the same thing. So the favor of the Lord was up on Abraham's life. He said, but that's just a little taste of what I'm doing. That's something I'm taking to a whole different level. How many of you have seen the favor of the Lord in your life? That's just a taste. That's just a little bit. Abraham, he spoke to Abraham. He said, I'm getting ready to totally exceed that. So Abraham saw some of the promises take place. He walked out some of the promises. But there was yet that one promise that he walked out for, 100 years. He did not have a son. The promise seed. He'd been waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. He saw God do this. He saw God do that. He said, I'm kind of getting old here. And I have all these things. I have the land and I have the wealth. But who am I going to leave it to? I don't have an heir. Will I have to leave what you granted me to my servant? I imagine God looking down, just smiling and saying, you ready for the greater? Are you ready for the greater? I'm asking the body of Christ. Are you ready for the greater? You have that promise that you've been standing on forever and forever and forever, and you've seen some things come to pass. But this one thing that's been the thorn in the side, that's been a place of hurt, this one thing, are you ready for the greater? That one thing. The Lord said, it ain't over. It ain't over. Let me come, Abraham. We've been talking and walking together all these years, and I've been whispering things to you, and you've seen some things take place, and have not I told you? Have not I promised you a seed? It had just taken place. When we get down to Genesis 17, it had just taken place where he had a little help from his helpmeet. Said, let me hook you up with somebody, and we'll make sure that we get this promise our way. We'll have a son, but let's help the Lord out. How many of you have been helping the Lord out? Don't raise your hand. I'm not gonna raise mine. I'm not gonna tell you how many times I've had so many Ishmaels. Because I've decided that it's not a bad thing. Apparently, the Lord needs a little help here. I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm helping out. Wasn't that the prophetic word? Yeah, but you twisted it a little bit. It wasn't exactly the way the Lord said it. The way he said it, he meant it. The blessings of the Lord added riches and no sorrows. But you added the sorrow. You got involved in that thing. So we have where Abraham and Sarah had already made an arrangement. They had already done what they thought was the right thing to do. But God is a covenant-keeping God. And I'm so glad even in our mess, he will bless us. Even when we make mistakes, he will bless us. And so Abraham was talking to the Lord. He said, well, this has happened. And then we see around verse 17 in Genesis where the Lord begins to take a look at him and begin to once again pronounce the promises and share, you will have your seed out of your loins. And you will no longer be called Abram, but you will be called Abraham. This is the place I change you. This is a place I change all the mistakes that you've made, and I make things new. I'm changing your name. I'm changing some things around. Thank you, Lord, for the change. Thank you, Lord, for the change. God, we receive the change this morning. We thank you for the change this morning. We receive the change this morning. Thank you for wiping away all my mistakes, God. Thank you for the change this morning, God. Glory to God in the highest. We make the mistakes. God forgives it. Ooh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus, for the power of forgiveness. He said, that's not what I said. That's not what I promised. But because I am a covenant-keeping God, I am going to do exactly what I said, and I'm changing your name. Abraham, the Lord, I created this Ishmael. It's not Ishmael's fault. Will you still bless Ishmael? He said, oh, yeah, I'll bless him. But this is where the promise is in Isaac. The promise, a place of the joy. This is the place of joy. You shall call his name Isaac, meaning joy. This is the place that I have called. I'm not going to curse Ishmael for your mistake. I will bless him because remember everything Abraham touched, it was blessed. He said, but this is the blessing. This is a covenant blessing. This is a blessing that was to perform my will in your life. And God was so good to look at Abraham and say, no, you will no longer be called Abram. I call you Abraham. And then he turned and he didn't say, get rid of that wife of yours. Thank you, Jesus. He could have been like, that wife you gave me, like Adam and Eve in the garden, that woman you gave me, that was her idea. That wasn't my idea. I just participated. But the Lord turned. He honored the partnership. He went to Sarah. No longer will you be called Sarai. Princess, but you will be called Sarah. No longer will you be in that place of contention. No longer will you be in that place of discomfort. But in this particular place, I change your name as well. Lord, thank you for the change. God, thank you for the change. Father, thank you for the change. Thank you for the change this morning. Thank you for changing names and behaviors this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Because in this process of making the mistakes, God says, I come in, and if you remain in me and you abide in me, I will fix your mess and bless you. That's good news. That's good news. That's good news. That means I can't do it all by myself. I can't just be right by myself. But if I would just abide in him and if I was just loving the Lord, he will come in and fix all that I've done wrong if I choose to obey. I choose to obey. Because God said, I give you these covenant promises. I'm pronouncing this blessing over you, and I'm changing your name. Now you need to do what you're supposed to. Ouch. This is my command to you for the fulfillment of what I promise. I need circumcision. Ooh-wee. That doesn't feel good. Circumcision, cutting back, flesh, cutting back. If you honor and obey the circumcision that the Lord is performing in your life, the cutting back, the pruning, so that you can go through the pruning process, this place of bless is going to take you beyond measure, where you will receive that place of laughter, that place of abundance, that place of joy, that place of the blessing, that blessed place. But don't hold back in allowing the pruning to take place. I know we don't like messages like this, right? But it is a key that reverses some of the things that have been happening. It's the key that unlocks some things that's been locked. It's the key that said, no matter what I have gone through and what I have experienced, that the Lord is fulfilling his covenant promises in my life. So Lord, we thank you this morning. We thank you for the promise, and we thank you for the change, God. We thank you for the opportunity for some things to change on the inside of us, God. Father, we thank you, God, for the purification process, Father, as we inherit our promises, God. Father, we thank you right now that you're causing us to be fruitful and to multiply, for changing our mindsets, for changing our attitudes, for changing our behavior, Father. Father, we thank you for changing places where we don't believe into belief, Father. We thank you, Jesus, for this pruning process, Father. We dance right here. We shout while here. We glorify your name, Father. We thank you for this process. We bless your name. We don't despise the pruning, Father. We don't despise the circumcision. But Father, we say we go through the process and we go through the healing and watch your promises overtake us, Father. Your promises that run us down, Father. We thank you for it, Jesus. We glorify. Will you stand? Lord, we thank you, Father. We bless your name, Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for this time of change, God. Change, 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 change. Glory to your name. We thank you for this time of change, Father, where we change our mind, we change our walk, we change our talk, Father. We thank you right now that we're calling forth new things, Father, in Jesus' name. We'll go through the process that redeems, Father, the covenant. You have not changed your mind on that hard thing, no matter how long we've been waiting. But you breathe upon it. When you breathe upon Abraham and you breathe upon Sarah, you changed their name. It was the Ruach of God that brought the change, the wind of God, the Holy Spirit that brought the change, God, giving them enabling power to walk out the process, Father. Father, we thank you for this time of Lord Jesus, of impregnating the minds of your people, God, impregnating the spirits of your people, Father. We speak this word right now over the body, Father, that things, that the hope can be renewed, Father, that the dream again, Father, that dreams come back alive, Father. No stillborn right now, God, but the babies are being born inside the spirit, God. Ministers are being birthed. Businesses are being birthed, Father. We thank you. Marriages are coming together again, Father. Restoration in the family, in the bloodline. Father, we thank you right now that this is time for change, 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 change. Hallelujah, Father. The time of restoration. We thank you, God. You are El Shaddai. You showed yourself as El Shaddai in this word, Father. You showed yourself a God Almighty. And when you God Almighty speaks it, it does not change it. You have shown yourself strong. El Shaddai, show up this week, Father. El Shaddai, show up in the circumstances, Father. El Shaddai, show up, God. We thank you right now for the prayers that's going forth, the seeking that's going forth, the knocking that's going forth, and the answers manifesting within the next 7 days, God. We thank you. You are El Shaddai. You are God Almighty. You're the one who makes the impossible possible. We thank you right now, Almighty. El Shaddai. El Shaddai. Show us those places, God. We raise our arms, God, symbolic, say, here I am. Have your way in me. Show us, God, those places that we've been holding on to, things that need to be let go of, Father. Places of unforgiveness, Father. Places of pain, Father. Disappointments, Father. Those things that are keeping us from seeing new again, Father. Places of stubbornness, Father, that needs to be removed. Prideful places. Places of pride, Father. We say, pride, come down in the name of Jesus. Let humbleness come forth like a well of water. Let humbleness just bubble up and percolate up right now in the name of Jesus. Arrogance come down right now in the name. Prune us, God. Circumcise those things within us. Let us not be a stiff-necked people, but one that's humble and moved by your spirit. Change. The change has come. The change has come. The change has come. That promise is coming right now in the name of Jesus. Father, as you prayed unto your daddy, and you prayed until there was the Bible says that the remnant of your clothes changed, Father, we pray right now that as we get face to face with you this week, that change break on the inside of us, that something begin to reflect in you, God. We say right now that this week when we press into that change, God, face to face with you, God, face to face with you, God, this week, face to face as you breathe in our faces, you breathe in us right now in the name of Jesus, that we may change, God, into your image, that we may change our walk and change our talk. Change right. I speak change right now in the name of Jesus. Hard places. Renewed thoughts. That place. A breakthrough. And so, Father, we thank you, God, for the change this week, God. And we thank you that redeeming the covenant is a process. But we possess the promises of God. It's the key that unlocks the fullness of the promise. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. So on Tuesday, I want to remind you, we will do this for some time. I'm not saying every Tuesday for forever, but for right now, on Tuesdays, from 12 a.m., to noon, push back your plate. We're fasting for individual and corporate breakthrough. And I expect God to save unsaved loved ones. I expect answers to come. I expect contracts. I'm expecting contracts right now in the name of Jesus. Contracts to be signed and released for businesses, business owners right now in the name of Jesus. I expect the contracts right now in the name of Jesus. I expect some unusual finances of your dream. Hallelujah. Unusual finances of things that you've been dreaming about, that somebody come and they finance it in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Programs, created programs right now in the name of Jesus. I expect those programs to be able to go forward. It has been stopped because of funding, but those programs are going to be funded right now in the name of Jesus. Ooh, and somebody's health getting ready to change or turn around. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are dropping that palate what to eat, God. Things that they haven't been able to resist before, that you're going to change that palate right now. They're going to desire those foods that's going to cause a whole healing right now. We claim the healing right now in the name of Jesus. The blessings of the Lord. The change is here. The blessings of the Lord. Hallelujah, God, we thank you. Reconciliation, broken relationships, they will be reconciled. Father, we thank you. We stand on that seven. Matthew 7:7. We're pushing on Matthew 7:7. Matthew 7:7. We are praying. We're knocking. We're seeking. God, we expect the answers right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. Repeat after me. Lord, I will obey. I heard you, so did he. Lord, I will obey. We thank you, God, and we expect the breakthrough in Jesus' name. The Lord will bless you and keep you. His face will shine upon you, and he will give you peace. Amen.